Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show with your hosts, Lisa Lee and Teresa Savina.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
How are you? I have no idea what the date is. T, what's the date today?
It is the 19th.
Thank you very much.
Of November. Here you go, pulling these quick things at me again and making me go blank. Shame on you.
I'm sorry. You are listening to the Sit a Spell Show, and we are off with a bang. Holy crap. I am your host, Lisa Lee, and I've got the beautiful and amazing and effervescent, as always, Teresa Savina. T, my darling, how are you?
I'm doing fab-fucking-tabulous.
Whoa.
How are you?
I am multitasking like a crazy person. I'm coming to you live from the Mounds Theater in beautiful St. Paul. But I'm at a party here. And so I'm trying to do the show, do the party. I haven't had time to eat since, like, 1492. And so I'm trying to do all these things. So you may hear talking in the background during the show. So if that happens, I apologize because I'm in the little ticket booth, but there people are going to start coming in, and it's going to get a little nuts. So I am sorry.
Oh, you're always nuts. You like nuts.
I kind of do.
Just saying.
I've spent the last, we won't even go there. I swear to God, the last like 4 days here at the theater. We had burlesque on Saturday, which was a blasty blast. We had two different shows on Saturday, which was fun. Lots of boobies. We had a fire dancer, a really hot dude fire dancer. And he was so hot. Ask me how hot he was, T.
How hot was he, Lise?
He set the smoke detectors off. And I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Did he have balls of fire?
He did have balls of fire.
Hot damn.
It was fun and interesting, and it was awesome. And then, yesterday I got my Reiki 2 certification.
Yay! Congratulations, darling. I can hardly wait for you to work on me now.
Well, now again. I know how to do it, like, with everything.
Yes.
So, it was awesome.
Awesome.
And that, yeah, awesome sauce. And
awesome
and that's,
balls.
Amazeballs, even.
Amazeballs. I keep taking somebody else's line from another show that I've listened to, and I'm sorry. Amazeballs. Awesome sauce was from another show. But on we go.
On we
Yay.
Go.
Yay.
So that was pretty much my whole last week was I worked about 80 hours. And then I was at the theater for another, kind of felt like 80 hours. So I've done lots and lots of fun stuff, but it all involves the theater. So what about you? I know that you had a very fun weekend.
I had an amazing frigging weekend, and yes, I did think of you and touch myself in the sauna.
She texted
I
me.
I did.
I was at the theater and I dropped my phone. I was laughing so hard.
It was a fabulous weekend. We got there, and you know, I do the silence thing like nobody's business, and apparently that amazes you.
Yeah, it does. How in the hell? I mean, really?
Listen, I haven't spoken to my family in 16 years. You know, I'm good at silence when I want to be.
I'm so shocked that you could keep your mouth shut for that long.
Oh, I have no problem with that. It's just when I'm around you that my potty mouth comes out.
Oh, blame me.
Yeah, I'm blaming you. You're the blame for everything. And I got to kiss a horse, and I liked it. Oh, my God! I have been jonesing to be around horses for over 2 years now. And so I finally got to, and I had a really personal time with them.
You are frightening me.
I know. Frightened. It's cool. And the first night we went, we had two different cabins, and me and Shelly were in one cabin.
Oh, God.
And we
you
find
kept your
these,
mouth shut? No way.
I have no problem. I wasn't the one that had the problem.
The two of you together are like, yeah.
That's why we were perfect together. That's why we're perfect together for this, because I'm really good at silence.
Wow.
So there. So we find these little kids' books in our cabin, right? Mm-hmm. And I have to read this to you, because we went on this naughty-minded thing, and I'm telling you, it's like blue kitty porn book. But the title of the book was The Unicorn and the Moon, okay? So all the pictures in this book, they kind of look like big mountains that look like boobs or penises. And okay, so we're just going to go from there. I just, this one, the one spot, I mean, you will see the visual in how this is written, how you could take it the wrong freaking way. Okay, so this one section of the book, it says, now it was true that the unicorn didn't need the moonlight because she glowed anyway, but she liked the way the moon made her seem even more beautiful. Let the moon go, because the mountains had taken her. She said again, or I'll trample you until you let it go. No, said the hills once more. The unicorn began to trample back and forth over the two hills. The more she trampled, the tighter the hills held together. Please stop, the moon called. I'm being squeezed to death. The unicorn stopped and thought for a few minutes. Then she said to the moon, I'll tickle you free with my horn. As she began to tickle the moon, it giggled and laughed and wiggled about. But the hills held together even tighter. Please stop. Oh, please, begged the moon. I'm being tickled to death. Oh, the unicorn stopped and thought for some time. Then she said, I'll be right back. I'm going for help. And off she went to a dark cave deep in the forest. You know, and the visual pictures to this section are hilarious, because the hills look like boobs, and you got the moon in between, and you got this unicorn yamming its little horn down in there going, I had to buy the book.
Of course you had to buy the book.
It was so twistingly funny, and the five of us were like rolling on the floor.
In silence?
Well, this was before the silence part started.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was hilarious, dirty little unicorns. And it, you know, one picture you could say, oh, it's boobs with a little moon between, or, oh, it's labia with a clitoris there. And you got the unicorn going like this. And I can't, oh, it's just exciting. And and then I was the cray-cray woman, because, you know, we had to wear hunter green, or not hunter's green, orange, the bright, godly orange, while we were there, because it's hunting season.
Right.
And so when I went to do the sauna, I was the cray-cray woman who was walking out there with just my zebra-striped bathrobe, a bright orange vest over that, and I got my boots on, and I've got very little underneath, and it's cold, and I'm walking down there. Yeah, I was priceless. It was
fun.
I bet you
were amazing.
It was so much fun. It was. And I just enjoyed it so much. And we have Harmony on later in the show to talk about it some more. So that'll be fun.
I'm excited about that.
Yes. And then I got my teeth done today.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
But at least you got them done.
Yeah. I the one bonus is there was a vibrating chair. That's one way to get me to the dentist. Put a vibrator in the chair.
Okay. I'm just going to stop you. Okay. So our theme tonight is healing, and I don't think our theme tonight is healing.
It is healing. It's sexual healing, baby. If you're going to get drilled, you might as well put on something that's vibrating. You know what I mean?
Why not? You know what? Put a smile on your face.
And I mean, he had my lip practically stretched up over my head, and when the Novocaine was wearing off, it looked like I had a mini lip stroke or something, and it was just kind of hanging there limp. Yeah, it was interesting, but at least my teeth are done, so.
Yay.
Yay. And I'll go back just for that vibrating drilling again.
Of course you will. You're such a nerd. Oh, I have a funny story.
Oh, good.
Yes. So at the theater, there was a smart aleck girl that was here before everybody started. And
really?
She came up to me. Well, yeah, like that would never happen.
I wasn't there. What happened?
A different girl. So she was younger and she's like, so I heard this place is haunted. And I'm like, you know what? I've investigated all over the world and I would have to say that this is the most haunted location I've ever been in. She goes, so it's haunted, huh? Ooh. You know, like she was trying to be a ghost.
Yeah.
So she left and I was there by myself, and right behind me, and I was behind the concession stand, I heard somebody go, "Wow." Like they were being, like one of our ghosts was like being a smart ass back to her. It was hilarious.
You know, I would have found that even more hilarious if she had actually been in the theater doing, you know, watching something and she got ghost goosed.
Yes, because that has happened. That has happened. A lot of times people will come here and they'll be like, I don't believe in ghosts. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not trying to convince you. I really don't care. But then somebody will pinch their ass.
Yeah.
And they leave a believer.
Yeah. And that's kind of fun. Unless you get a smart ass and not believe in them and they go after you.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, yeah, tonight's show is about healing peoples. And, and I definitely got lots of healing this weekend because I was really, really bad, depressed, bad, lots of pain. And yeah,
you weren't feeling so hot, which is why we decided to do healing.
Yeah. So I had a great healing experience just being around the horses alone and my boyfriend and, and I got this awesome half-naked massage from Shelley. Okay. And that was very healing because I was really tense. But I'll just let you use a visual on your own. Okay.
We're going to take our first break and we'll be right back. I'm sorry, I have people asking me stuff. Hi, the bar doesn't open until 7 o'clock.
Troubled, and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon
friend.
As fast as I did last segment, but like I told you, I'm at the theater and people are asking me when the bar is opening up, and I'm like, I'm on the radio. So I apologize, but I dumped out fast. So we have Gail Splinter, we've got Michelle Johnson, and we've got Candy Ayers in our next segment. So Candy, welcome back to the show. What do you got for our wisdom for tonight?
Well, tonight's wisdom is from Hubert Humphrey. And he says, the greatest healing therapy is friendship and love.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Awesomely experienced that this weekend. There you go.
Even with the horses, right?
That's right.
I believe that this is really true, because when we have friends and we talk to them about whatever is bugging us and different things, I think that that is a healing process that opens us up to the flow of their love, compassion, and concern, and allows us to heal.
Very much true.
If someone is really hurting, what's the best way? I mean, I'm thinking emotionally wise. What's the best way to help them? Is it with just love?
Love, and to listen without wanting to fix it.
Oh, that's a hard one for me.
Amen.
It's very hard to do, but a lot of times people just need someone to listen. and we tend to want to be fixers and make everything right and make everything sunshiny and everything. But a lot of times people just need us to be there and be an ear, be a shoulder, and just hold their hand or pat them on the back and give them a hug. They're not necessarily looking to be fixed, because they probably already, if it's an emotional heal, know what needs or has been done to make that happen. What they just need is us to be in the now with them.
I know sometimes there are people who do want you to fix their stuff, but it's better to let them find their own way so that they learn and heal that issue on their own. Because
that wouldn't be a permanent fix if somebody else did it for them. They never learn from it either.
No. And I think that's the most healing thing you can do, is to let somebody to learn and solve their own emotional issue. They've got to go through that work to build their own inner strength.
I agree. That's quite a catharsis and quite a journey that they have ahead of them. And I've been on that journey most of my life of healing emotionally. So I do totally understand, and I do appreciate all the wonderful people that have just been there for me.
Andy, as always, your wonderful, amazing wisdom. And get on that CD so that I can sleep at night, please.
I will do that.
She's so demanding.
I know. Crack that whip.
All right, Candy, thank you so much.
See y'all next week.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Next up, we have Michelle Johnson. Michelle, sweetie, what do you got for us tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about some crystals that are really good for healing. As some of you may know, crystals have been used for centuries to do just that, for healing. Every variety of crystal has a unique internal structure, which causes it to resonate at a certain frequency. It is this resonance which gives crystals their healing abilities. Applying this frequency in a coherent way can help restore the stability and balance to the energy systems of the body, which in turn stimulates the body's natural healing mechanisms. Crystal therapy is a type of alternative healing which is gentle and non-invasive, and it works holistically to harmonize the mind, body, and spirit and emotions. It helps to increase our feelings of well-being, neutralize negativity, lift depression, and helps us to become integrated and whole beings. So you can place crystals on specific points of your body to bring relief, or it can be swept over the body using like a crystal pendulum healing technique or a crystal wand as well. And of course, you can always wear or carry a crystal that resonates with the physical condition, so it can gently assist the healing of that condition. And also specific colors can be used for crystals that can heal each individual chakra, which we'll get to in just a minute. So I just want to throw out a couple of few common ailments or issues tonight and talk about what crystals and stones can help with these conditions. So if you have headaches, amethyst and amber, turquoise and lapis lazuli, oh, that was a mouthful, are really great for helping any type of headaches. Tension headaches are really good with amethyst as well. If you're having difficulty sleeping, Lisa.
Teresa.
Yeah, definitely Teresa. You're like the queen of no sleep.
Uh-huh.
If the sleeplessness is caused by like worry or racing thoughts, which I am all about that as well, rose quartz, citrine, and amethyst are really good at calming that down. If by chance you're having nightmares, or you have a kid that is having any type of nightmare issues, try some black tourmaline and smoky quartz. If you're feeling fatigue, the red, orange, and yellow stones are really great to help increase physical energy. So try some garnet, amber, or yellow topaz, or even tiger iron to help with that. And if you're having self-esteem issues, try incorporating some rhodochrosite, sodalite, carnelian, or kunzite. Stomach issues respond really well with jet, labradorite, moonstone, and sunstone. And toothache, which I know, Teresa, you just went to the dentist today.
Yes.
some amber, malachite, and aquamarine are really good for toothache, especially amber. And as some of you may know, chakras correspond to certain colors, so it's best to use those specific colors of stones and crystals to help heal, balance, and align your chakras. So just real quick, the root chakra, red or dark colors are the primary colors for that. So garnet, hematite, and obsidian are really great for the root chakra. The sacral chakra, orange is that primary color, so carnelian, I think, is probably my favorite stone for the sacral chakra. The solar plexus, that color is yellow, so citrine and amber are really great to incorporate there. The heart chakra, people go back and forth between green and pink, so malachite and rose quartz are some really great stones to use to help open up that heart chakra. Throat chakra color is blue, so lapis lazuli, turquoise, or blue lace agate are really great for that as well. Your third eye chakra, that color is primarily indigo, so iolite and sodalite are very great for that. And then last but not least, the crown chakra is violet color, or even like a white color. Some people incorporate that. So amethyst, clear quartz, and apophyllite are really, really great stones for the crown chakra.
Oh,
awesome
information.
Listen.
Yes.
Listen, you. We agree.
Michelle, thank you.
Not too bad for short notice, right?
No.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. My pleasure.
We adore you ever so, Charlie.
Oh, I love you guys too.
Another unicorn. Another unicorn.
Yes, I'm a unicorn.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
just wait.
I'm
starting
to
just wait
pattern.
Till you hear the first part of the segment.
Well, I can't wait.
There's like a unicorn pattern throughout this entire show. Holy
That's
crap.
Awesome. Charlie loves it.
Yes. Next up, we've got the lovely Gail Splinter. Gail, honey, what do you have for us tonight?
Good evening. I'm going to talk about healing tonight. I'm going to call this part one, cough, cold, and flu help. And I say part one because I'm sure we'll be having many more segments on children and healing. As a matter of fact, as you're all listening, if you come up with an idea or you're aware of something that you've tried that's worked for you in the past, please drop me a note and I'll pass it along. This is a community after all, and we're in this together. So pass along what you've learned and contribute any questions or remedies or random thoughts. It's all appreciated. Tonight I'm going to focus on cough, cold, and flu help. This is geared toward our children, but you know as well as I do that mama needs to take care of herself first so she can take care of everyone else. So these ideas are meant for us as well as our children. Kids get sick a lot, though, about 6 to 8 times each year. That's just with the common cold alone. So top few things to remember or consider when there's sickness about is rest, elevate the head slightly when sleeping, fluids, you got to stay hydrated. That includes warm liquids, chicken soup, tea, saline drops, steamy air like showers, humidifier, vapor rubs, that's for kids 3 months and up. Use raw local honey in kids 12 and over. And a neti pot is an option for kids older than 4. We can talk more in depth on neti pots at another point. And then saltwater gargles. Generally speaking, colds last about 7 to 10 days. And then for both colds and flu, rest is like a huge thing. You got to teach your children to listen to their bodies. Have them spend the day in bed if they need to. Just make sure they're getting enough rest. Make sure they get a full night's sleep, too. Rest supports the body's ability to fight infection. Also, slightly elevate the head when sleeping to help breathe. Stay hydrated, like I said, with water, fruit juice, soda, electrolyte beverages. Stay away from caffeine. That's a diuretic. And for stomach flu, use clear fluids. Not sure if your child is hydrated? Check her urine. It should be a pale yellow, almost colorless. Chicken soup may help with upper respiratory tract infections like the flu. For digestive upset, remember the BRAT diet with bananas, rice, applesauce, toast. For congestion, moist air eases congestion and a sore throat. There are do saline nasal drops. You just put a few drops of salt water in each nostril to thin the mucus, and you wait for about 60 seconds and use a bulb syringe to gently remove the solution. Also, cold mist or a cool mist, like a humidifier, but you only want to use this short term. And you want to make sure the humidifier has no mold or mildew on it. Make sure it's pristinely clean. Shower, steam baths with hot water also help breathing. Another idea is to put a hot of a pot of steaming hot water out with a couple drops of eucalyptus or peppermint oil and put a towel over the child's head and let them breathe in that steam from the pot. Also, typically, I eliminate dairy with my kids when they're sick because it appears to contribute to mucus. So I'm going to share just a few home recipes here that you can do yourself. There's a do-it-yourself vapor rub, just 2 tablespoons of olive oil and about 5 to 7 drops of eucalyptus oil. You put them in a small clean glass container like a baby food jar and just combine it in there, screw on the lid and shake it up. And then with your fingers, apply it to the chest and neck area. And always remember you dilute your essential oils before you apply it to the skin. Other essentials that are good for congestion are peppermint, lavender, and rosemary. But rosemary can be really strong, so maybe only use 2 drops of that or so. For a cough, use local raw honey. Kids 2 to 5 years old, about 1/2 teaspoon. 6 to 11 years old, 1 teaspoon. 12 and over, use 2 teaspoons. You can do that 2 to 4 times a day. But remember, no honey to babies younger than 1 because of the risk of botulism. Also, lemon and honey soothes sore throats and calms a cough. You can do a honey and fresh lemon juice combo. The fresh lemon dries up the congestion and the honey is very soothing. Do a 1-to-1 ratio on that. For sore throats, you want to be gargling. Use 1/4 teaspoon of salt and 1 cup of very warm water and just keep doing that as much as needed. For scratchy throats, remember soft foods for kids are good, like pudding, popsicles, chicken soup, Jell-O, ice cream, anything that's soft. If there's a fever, remember, no aspirin for kids. Keep an eye on the fever. A fever is natural, and it's the body's way of dealing with infection. Fevers fight infection. So while some fevers okay, necessary even, watch out to make sure that it doesn't get too high. A fever is not to be played with. If the rectal temp in an infant is 100.4 degrees, go to the emergency room. It could be a sign of something more significant. Older than 3 months at 104 degrees rectally, or use the armpit, keeping in mind that it's about 1.5 degrees lower than it because it's outside of the body. Now, some mild and effective herbs that are kind on kids that I'd like to highlight tonight are echinacea. It's an immune-boosting herb. You start using this at the first sign of not feeling well, especially during this season. It won't cure anything, but it's been known to cut down the duration and sometimes the severity of being sick. A lot of times you see it combined with vitamin C and zinc, and watch out with minerals. That's another topic. Mullein flower as a warmed oil. It treats bronchial congestion or simple ear infections. I use this all the time with garlic oil. I use it on my kids for ear infections, and even I use it myself. Slippery elm. It soothes inflammation, treats burns, sore throats, digestive trouble like diarrhea and constipation. A lot of times you see them as throat lozenges. A cough medicine recipe I've got here is 1 tablespoon of slippery elm, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon. Add that to 1 cup of warm water and 1 tablespoon of honey. You can also do a tea with slippery elm, 1 teaspoon of slippery elm to 1 cup of hot water. The last one I'm going to talk about is activated charcoal. I am never without this stuff. It's good for reducing tummy upset and gas, and it helps to treat poisonings. It traps chemicals, and it prevents the absorption of it into your stomach. So you don't want to take it within the hour of other medications because it'll mess around with that. So you want to make sure you do your research on it before you use it. Personally, I wouldn't be out without this since I discovered it a few years ago when I had the flu. So I have a ton more information on this topic, and we can cover other things in upcoming segments. But that's it for now. So good luck and stay healthy.
Well, that's wonderful information, and Lisa must be busy with some bar individual.
Okay, so, I'm back. I was actually talking, and I forgot that I had muted myself because everybody keeps going in and out of the door.
Well, we have to cut to our next break now, and up next is Miss Harmony Green.
All right, have a great night. Cut that out.
Nope. Thank you. think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place was brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying, if you care enough for the living, make a better place for you. Love that cannot lie. Love is strong. It only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel. There are three. Stop existing and start living. Then it feels that always love's enough, hope is growing.
And welcome back. And now we have the amazing, awe-inspiring Miss Harmony Green. How are you doing, Harmony?
I'm good. I feel much better after that amazing introduction. Thank you so much.
Well, oh, you're awesome. What can I say?
Well, you can say that over and over. Thank you.
I know. I'll pet you, darling. Thank you. Had a fabulous weekend at the retreat.
We did, didn't we? It was amazing. I was just reflecting on it a little while ago, and pretty amazing mojo can happen when you get out of your own way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I find it personally really easy to just shut up and not talk for days. But there were some mm-hmm. that it was like their first time, which was interesting.
Harmony, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. How did you get Teresa to not speak?
I threatened her with I'm not sure if I can say it, but I have always been making her not speak. I can't think of anything you wouldn't be okay with, so.
You know, I expose myself daily on this show, so go for it.
Okay, you know what, she just, you know, she's awesome herself, and she wanted to gift herself this time of inner reflection, so I didn't have to do anything, really. She gifted that to herself, Lisa.
That is shocking. And I'm very mm-hmm. proud of you. Wow.
I have no problem with it. It's just really weird. But one of the things that we were talking about on the weekend was the different vibrational, energies that are coming out and the additional ones that we're pulling in. So, Harmony, you want to tell us about those different vibrations that we were discussing?
I would love to do that, yes. Well, as you've probably heard me say before, and I've said on your show as well, I was working with pink angel energy for quite a long time. These are people who are very empathic and are here to spread pure love over the planet to heal the ills, and we definitely need that. Tomorrow's a big day for the next group, which are mermaids who come from the ocean or the seas and the water, and they are here to be the environmentalists. They're going to come and kick some butt for Gaia. And they have a big day tomorrow. Tomorrow is their rising. So I am not exactly sure what that means, but if you have a very intense day tomorrow, or you're feeling the call to the sea or something along those lines, you just might be a mermaid and you might want to contact me. We have Phoenix energy, which is very, just like you would think, beginnings and endings, very Kali. Here I go, here I'm starting something, and poof, I just went off into flames and burst into flames, and now I'm ash and I'm going to rise again. So these are the people that are here to make great change frequently. And then we have dragons, who are the protectors, and they're here to protest the ills of the world and to protect those that are here. And what am I missing? Oh, unicorns. Yes, we had a lot of unicorn energy flying around this weekend, didn't we?
Oh, yes.
In some amazing ways. Unicorns are the justice keepers, the ones who come and are, you know, what I've really discovered since our retreat is that they're having the hardest time right now because there's so much injustice, and they get so embroiled in their people close to them that when something really deep and wide happens, what I was told was that they actually disappear. You know, unicorns can do that. And so they disappear from the reality of where they are, and they become very hard to find. So if you are a person who finds yourself getting connected to people and then you just have to like just snap out of it and pull away, it's different than the phoenix. But you go into hiding almost, and you feel like you don't know yourself for those times while you're hiding, you would probably be very unicorn energied. And then there's gold energy, which is like ascended master energy, very full of wisdom. And they are here to support all of the other energies that are here. And eventually, if we're here long enough on the planet, we will become that rainbow of colors ourselves. We'll vibe to all of those colors if it is meant for us to do so.
Awesome sauce. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and cool. I found out that I am a pink dragon now.
Yes. And I was thinking about your board, too, how amazing that was. And I should have captured a picture of that. Perhaps you would send me one at some point.
Yes, I will send it, you one.
Like I said, the first time I've ever done a reading and someone made a beautiful piece of art like that from it, it just took my breath away. So thank you.
I can't help myself. That's just the way I am.
Yeah, that's and how I, you roll.
I know. It's the way I roll, baby. I know one of the, because we each had like a 30-minute reading with you also. And mm-hmm. I know one of the things that came out for me was not so much a fear of failure, but a fear of succeeding.
Yeah.
And that is like very true because being a pink or empath, to me that just means if I'm successful at something, then I actually have to go out into the world and deal with those energies, the icky crap that I don't want to deal with anymore.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? When you step into your wisdom and your purpose and you step on your path, you have all sorts of support that you can't have until you do it that moment. So as soon as you own your awesomeness or awesomeness, then you all those energies that are around you and the helpers and, you know, everybody else's energies that meld with you can assist you. So it gets I don't know if easier is the right word, but it gets less traumatic to do it when you're stepping into your power. Does that make sense when I say it that way?
Yeah, it does, but it's mm-hmm. still scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's okay. You imagine take that fear away instantly? Come on.
No, it didn't.
I'm teasing.
It didn't. You know, and then we did these stepping stones on these boards that we drew, and it's pretty much, how do you want to explain the stepping stone? It's like,
well,
our goals.
Yeah, stepping stones are like law of attraction manifested in a drawing or in a tangible way. So what you're trying to bring about for yourself, you draw into a circle or a shape that looks like a stone. I saw them in a vision as stepping stones. It made sense to my brain that we would stand on that stone or energy would be on that stone until we're ready to move to the next one. And sometimes we don't know what the next stone is until we have finished on the first stone. And so basically, it's like a map. And when you look back, you know, a few days later or a month later, you see really how far you've come as you're mapping your progress. So I think instead of a goal, it's more of a map of your progress and a way for you to realize how deeply you really are working on a regular basis. Because we tend to miss that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very true.
You are just brilliant. And I didn't have questions. T's like, Lisa, do you have any questions? And I'm sorry, I don't. I was just listening to everything you said. It's just so much wisdom. So I apologize for not participating, but I was just drinking it all in.
Cool. By the way, is there any unicorn kind of energy around you that you're aware of, Lisa?
I have absolutely no. Actually, I'm at the theater right now, so I'm probably covered in all kinds of different stuff right now.
Yeah, we'll have to talk, my dear. Call me sometime. We'll talk.
Okay.
Okay. Your horn is showing. Let's put it that way. Your energetic horn, that is.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yes. So,
Harmony, thank you again for coming on our show. We always love having you on, and I always learn so much. You're just awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. Can I put out my email address real quick? It's connect.
Sure, yeah.
It's connect@allowharmony.com. connect@allowharmony.com. If you have any questions, let me know. Thanks, ladies. I love you.
Oh, me too, honey. Oh, what a great show we had tonight, T. That was awesome. So much healing, so much love in the room. It's amazing. Wow. So I'm just going to call it a night for us. What do you think? I don't know that we can fill any more love up in here.
Oh, we can always vibe up more love, baby, but we unfortunately do have to go.
We are out of time. The time went so damn fast. Holy balls. So, wow. Remember, my darlings, that you are perfect in absolutely every way. You matter, and make sure that you go out in the world and make a difference. Be the change out there. Go out there and make somebody smile instead of making somebody sad. Be the change. And remember to always, 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 my darlings, always take back your light. Blessed be.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, displaced, misunderstood, misknowing it's so good. It did.
Cityspell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.